19th annual has a nice ring to it. How about that? The 19th annual Berkshire International Film Festival will be held May 29th through the 1st of June in Great Barrington and Lenox. 2025 BIFF honoree is multi-award winning actor Brian Cox, best known for Succession. And the festival opens with A Man with Soul, the impact of Kenneth Cole. We are thrilled, as always, to talk about BIFF because it's just a wonderful, wonderful festival bringing together films, filmmakers, industry professionals, and fans for a four-day celebration. The lineup features 27 documentaries, 23 narrative features, 25 short films, a free animated short selection for kids, and lots and lots and lots of hors d'oeuvres. Kelly Vickery is the BIFF founder and artistic director and joins us for a preview this morning. How are you, dear friend?
Oh, Joe, it's so great to be back with you. Wonderful. I love this, coming to WAMC once a year. I wish it was more, but great to be back with you.
Well, first of all, you know you're always invited.
Oh, goody.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I know you don't, you know, you so do the festival
week.
Once a year, but whenever you want to come back, just let
okay.
us know and make up an excuse. And
duly
we'll,
noted.
We'll fit you into the schedule.
Well, I need to come volunteer for a fun drive. That's what
oh,
I really need to
well,
do.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's an eye-opening experience.
I promise
experience.
I will do that.
Well, and you'll have, because once your festival is over, then is when we start. So you'll be,
that's
you
right.
know, you'll
that's right.
be over the, you'll be over the hump,
I'll see
as
you,
it were.
I'll see you June 2nd.
Sounds good. This is a lovely festival you have put together here, and looking at the highlights and so much more, give us a sense of how this all came about this particular year.
Well, you know, it's always funny. Every year, I think this has got to get easier somehow, but it just every year, Joe.
But it doesn't.
It just doesn't. And you know, it's a whole new slate of films that we start viewing. Our programming team in September, and I go out to Sundance every January, and you know, films come in from all over the place, and it is sort of amazing that, you know, we cull through over 1,000 films to get down to about 75. And it just, every year has its own challenges. And somehow, miraculously, by, you know, March, it all starts falling into place. So we're very thrilled with this season and very excited about it. So I can't believe it's next week.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, and so where would you like to begin? Do you want to start with the from the opening day and then move on, or would
sure.
you like to start with the you know, the great stuff, or whatever you want?
Well, it's
to start
all great
with.
Stuff, Joe.
Of course, it's great stuff. I mean.
We can start at the beginning. I mean, it's, you know, we're thrilled to be having this film, A Man with Soul, about Kenneth Cole and his impact on, you know, sort of that marriage between commerce and compassion. And he really, his bottom line, he's a big believer that doing good in your community and good causes is good for the bottom line. And so, you know, it's a good time to show this film when we live in a time where, you know, it's more, and Kenneth really lives by that creed of being a compassionate capitalist. So Donna Berenstein, the director, she's a Tony and Emmy Award-winning director. It's, you know, this story was in good hands. And I hope all of your listeners heard Sarah LaDuke's interview on Tuesday with Kenneth, which is a terrific interview.
Really good.
Yeah, really good. And so Kenneth is going to be here, as is Dori Berenstein, the director, on opening night. And I think it's going to be a very inspiring, not only the film, but in conversation on the stage of the Mahewi on Thursday night.
So that is on Thursday night. So that's this
one
coming
week from today.
One week from, yeah, that'll, okay.
Hello.
Yeah, it brings it all into perspective, doesn't it?
Sure does.
And that will be, that seems, what a wonderful way to start off.
I think so. It's uplifting, it's positive, it's inspiring, and I think, you know, people walk out feeling good, you know, they feel inspired and happy and you know, hopefully causes everyone else to create change and have an impact in their community.
So let us talk about then Friday things start going as far as the opportunities for people to see film.
Yes, we kick off at 9 a.m. at the Triplex, 10 a.m. at the Mahawi, and noon on Friday at Lenox Town Hall. And we run the whole day long. So and we have more filmmakers than we've ever had coming. I think there's close to 70 filmmakers attending the film festival, which is really fantastic because that means Q&As after those screenings. And on Friday at 4:30 at the Mahawi, we have Bob Mackie with his documentary, Naked Illusion. And Bob Mackie is flying in from Palm Springs, California to be there.
That is cool.
That is cool.
Has Bob Mackie ever been a part of the festival?
He has not. He's never been to the Berkshires. And when we booked his film, I got a call from his assistant and said, "Hey, Bob wants to come to BIFF." And I said, "Bring him on down." So we are really thrilled that Bob Mackie will be in conversation after his film on Friday.
I mean, the work that man has done.
Cher
and Carol Burnett. Yeah, that's of our generation.
Yes,
but
exactly.
And Marilyn Monroe's dress.
That's right.
Of great stuff. Well,
yep.
That's fascinating. That's great. And that's Friday.
That's Friday at the Mahawi.
So Bob Mackie. And then what else we have on Friday?
And then on Friday we have... we have literally dozens of other films and shorts. We have environmental films, activist films. We have a film about the first Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. We have Steve Shapiro, who was a famed photographer. So we have a lot of great documentaries, but we also have foreign film and then, again, a smattering of shorts. So lots to choose from, Joe.
How did the what is it like for putting together a shorts program? Given there's so much out there of how you decide what it is that you're gonna do.
Well, the shorts, I will confess, I sort of overbooked the shorts this year, so we have 4 shorts slots instead of 3, which is our usual. But they were all really good, and our programming team gets together once a week. For 6 weeks in a row, and we view the shorts and go through it as a group. And there was a lot that we had to choose from and a lot, obviously, that we didn't take. But the shorts, I think, are some of our strongest slots that we've ever had.
As far as when you say strong, what makes them strong? What makes them so vibrant of having that opportunity? I always find it interesting that when you ask people about film, but also especially like books, and you say, have you read anything good? Oh, I don't have time to read. Have you seen anything good? I don't have time to go out.
Right.
And then, there are these things like short stories and short films that fit right into the amount of time that you need. and while maybe a little less out there than traditional film and literature. So I find that fascinating. But as far as what makes it strong and what makes it something that really stands up and you can group them together, what do you look for?
Well, in any film, Joe, I look for a good story. So, I'm a fan of short stories, not because they're short, but because it's the same thing as film. Shorts are really, they can be almost even more powerful than a feature-length film. There's something that's very compelling about putting something into a short format, whether that's a story, a book, or a film. And so what we're looking for in shorts is, good storytelling, a tight edit. Shorts really need to be tightly edited. If they're not, they just kind of lose their way. So these shorts range from AI to alcohol abuse to futuristic themes. They're some beautiful, hopeful stories in here. So we've very funny stories. We've got one about a live streaming grandma with puzzles. It is so charming, and it's 6 minutes long. It's just incredible. So, I mean, we have a Bob Dylan memorabilia guy that is like the greatest collector of Bob Dylan stuff. 10-minute short, really fantastic. So so it's just a whole smattering of things and some international content. We have one from South Africa. We have one from Spain, one from the UK. So it's really, they're fun because, again, they are in short format. They're from 5 minutes to about 20 minutes. And there's about eight in each category. So it really makes for a fun
And also, I guess you could say this about most of the films that you're showing, but the audience is coming in sort of trusting you that it's good, right? I mean, they don't necessarily know. They're trusting you as the curator of this festival that this is something that is worthy of their time.
Correct. Yes. That is, yes, there's trust placed in me, Joe. So I better not disappoint.
I trust you all the time.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. I hope I don't let anyone down. But I mean, obviously, you know, everybody has different tastes too. But I think the quality that we're putting forth is there.
So then, where do we go from there? So that's anything else on Friday?
Friday. Then, you know, our big day, you know, with Mr. Brian Cox, who you're speaking with, and will be airing next week. Brian is an incredible actor, as we all know. I mean, he's really had this amazing career, and obviously with Succession has really put him in a multi-generational position of people who know him. But he's an incredible actor. I just saw him. I was briefly in London and saw him in the production The Score. And he's incredible in everything that he does. And he's done everything, you know, Shakespeare. He was Winston Churchill. He was Hannibal Lecter. You know, so his range is incredible. He's also very funny. It's really exciting. We've got him coming on Saturday night to be feted. And his wife, Nicole, who is also an actor, producer, and director, she will be in conversation with him. So she's wonderful herself, and they have a very warm and lovely relationship. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
And she was in The Score as well, right?
She was. She was the wife. She played the wife in The Score.
Played the wife.
Yeah. So that was really fun. Yeah.
I missed that by a week.
I was
disappointed because I wanted to see it.
It
just closed.
It was really good. It did. Yeah. I mean, we're catching him really in this amazing little moment where he just closed and is back from London, and then he leaves the week after, right after Biff, to go, I think, back to London to. I mean, he's prolific. He's constantly working.
Well, sure, and now has such, you know, an amazing career bump after Succession. So many people know him.
Right.
That the phone doesn't stop ringing.
I mean, wasn't he just amazing in that? I know.
It took me a while to realize he was doing those McDonald's commercials. Did you realize that he was doing those
McDonald's? Oh, instantly, Joe. That voice? I'm surprised. I'm surprised at you.
I don't know.
It's distinctive.
The bum, 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 bum. Yeah. It's great.
I know. It's very funny. He's very funny. He's got a good sense of humor.
Okay, so how will that evening unfold?
So we will be, David Rashi, the actor who was also in Succession with him, will be there, and we'll be telling a few stories. I'll say a few words. We have a wonderful tribute reel to him, and then he will be in conversation on the stage at the Mahaney Theater with his wife, Nicole. So
that's great.
It's going to be a very intimate, fun, and very wide-ranging discussion about his career, and you know, his wife, Nicole, will get some great stuff out of him.
And then anything else on Sunday you want to, or Saturday you want to mention?
Well, again, we're just, you know, we've got films starting at 9 a.m. in all three locations, Great Barrington and Lenox, and again, dozens of filmmakers. So almost anything that you go to see on Saturday will have a filmmaker in attendance.
So cool.
So fun.
Then on Sunday, we'll have your closer.
That's right. So Sunday, once again, we'll be running films all day long. And then we have this beautiful film about Marlee Matlin, and how it's a documentary about her life. It's her story. And she, you know, she really broke out onto that scene when she was just 21 in Children of a Lesser God with William Hurt. And they started from that a very tumultuous relationship, But she won the Academy Award for Best Actress, the first deaf person to win that award, and really started paving the way and was really a trailblazer. But it's also, it's a tough story because she went very high when she was 21 to that position, skyrocketed, and then this tumultuous relationship and how she rebuilt that career back and her self-esteem back. And Henry Winkler, is, which I had no idea, is featured prominently in this film. I had no idea they were so close.
Yes.
And when she lived with them, and when she got married at their house. And he was a really stabilizing person in her life, which is really beautiful. And then, of course, did Coda when she really, you know, just, you know, a couple of years ago, which won the Academy Award. And then her co-star was won the Academy Award for Best Supporting, her deaf co-star as Best Supporting Actor. So, again, still trailblazing this many years later.
The Henry Winkler connection, he writes about in his memoir.
Oh,
which
he does.
Is really beautiful.
Oh,
yeah. Which I think came out of
it's very
year,
tender
years
that
ago.
I was really touched by it. It's a beautiful film. And we have the producer, Michael Cantor, the executive producer, Michael Cantor, will be in conversation following that screening on closing night. So
excellent.
That's really great. Yeah.
Anything else that we should know about that we want to put on our dance card over the 4 days of the festival?
Well, of course, we have our next Great Filmmaker Award competition that's going on right now. You can go to our website and click on Next Great Filmmaker. Berkshire Bank is a wonderful sponsor of this. This is our 15th year that we're doing that. So you can go on, you can watch 8 BIFF shorts and then vote for your favorite one. We have the tea talks, which are really incredible this year. I think they're some of the best tea talks we've ever had. There's 3 of them. One is with called Fashioning a Greener Future with Dana Thomas, who is a leading authority in sustainable fashion. She wrote the book Fashionopolis. She's written a bunch of books, but she will be talking about fast fashion and the importance of sustainable fashion. We have the Director's Circle with Rashad Ernesto Green and Natari Gumo Mabuo Mawine, the actor who's also now got a film at the BIFF. And so they'll be in conversation about their career and their careers. And they both were actors, but also directors. So a really great, you know, behind the scenes, like, you know, getting knowledge about what it is to be a director. And Break the Frame. The next one is called Break the Frame. And we have the author Kevin Smokler, who wrote a book, Break the Frame, with conversations about women filmmakers. And we have 3 women who all have films at BIFF in that conversation. So those are all Saturday at 11, 1, and 3, all in Great Barrington. So those are going to be, so, you know, take a little break from film if you want and go over to the Mahawi and take those in and listen to those. So lots of good stuff, Joe. It's, you know, it's we're covering all the bases here.
Well, it's always it's a highlight. It's a lovely, lovely event. You put on a beautiful festival, and it's just gorgeous, and the people are so nice, what you show is just incredible and so amazing, and it's an honor to get to view it all.
Well, we have a great community. The Berkshire community is very engaged. It's a great audience. Our filmmakers love how engaged our Berkshire audiences are. So that, you know, it's a joy to bring this to our community, and you know, the filmmakers cannot get enough, truly. They love it. It's one of their favorites.
But to your credit and to the credit of the board and to all who work in the festival, over 19 years, you've been able to foster and cultivate that.
Yeah, well, we really, I mean, you know, I work very closely with our head programmer, Lillian Lennox, and we have this amazing programming team. So it really is, I mean, it's a great group, and we really curate tightly this festival, and people really appreciate that, because I've been to Toronto, which I do love Toronto Film Festival, except I would say 50% of the film that I go to, I sort of want to walk out of, because they just throw a lot of stuff in there. But we're tightly curated at BIFF, so you know, we love that. We love that about our festival.
BIFF stands for Berkshire International Film Festival. It's happening May 29th through June 1st in Great Barrington and Lenox, Massachusetts. You can find out more information about the entire festival and plot your course by going to BIFMA.org, BIFFMA, BIFMA.org. Kelly Vickery is BIFF founder and artistic director, and always a treat to have Kelly with us. Have a beautiful, beautiful festival. We'll be thinking of you and have
Joe.
A gorgeous time.
It goes too fast, our time together. So thank you so much for this time. I really
wonderful
appreciate
to
it.
Have you here. Thanks, you very much. Again, find out more about the Berkshire International Film Festival happening May 29th to June 1st. It's the 19th annual, don't you know? BIFMA.org for more information. BIFMA.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.